Hello?
Sorry about that. I don't know what happened. We got disconnected.
Yeah, actually, because I'm driving right now. I think it's my entertainment center. It locked up on me, and then it rebooted. So
it hit a dead spot. Yeah, it's okay. No, that goes. But the pricing page, obviously, I guess you're not going to be able to look at it right now because you're driving. But the platinum package is what my rep was asking me to jump on the line for. And it's really an A to Z marketing campaign to describe it to you. It's not just that first page placement on Google. I mean, you're on the first page of Bing too. About 90% of searches on the internet happen on Google. 83% of internet searches are not only on Google, but on a mobile device like an iPhone, Android, or tablet. You're covered there. But, about 8% of searches happen on Bing. You're covered there. We do Facebook ads for you. So if they're searching through Facebook or have searched for something in the past that are now on Facebook or one of your services in the past, I should say, and then they're on Facebook, it follows them. You get like remarketed to them. And then there's 60 other directories that you're on. So things like Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack, Amazon Alexa voice search results if they're using an Amazon Alexa device. So, you're going to have multiple different ways of actually generating leads. 9 times out of 10, it's going to be somebody calling you right off of Google. That's just what everybody uses. But if they are searching on those other platforms, your company's still going to get that visibility and that opportunity. And then it would also give you a website overhaul, major upgrade. This is a custom website design rather than a traditional landing page that you have here that Google kind of hands out. This one, you have a graphic designer get in there, really paint a nice picture for your business, get a good first impression going. So there's also a tracking system in this campaign where you could see every single client we're bringing to you. They also have like a recording where if they click to call you from their mobile device when they're searching, it'll record the conversation. So you can actually hear yourself like answer, sell these people, kind of develop a pitch and an intro off of that. And that'll kind of help you fine tune your sales skills, right?
Okay.
If you're missing calls, it'll actually have a catch in there, so it'll save their number, what they were looking for, zip code they searched from, and you could always get back to those guys too. So it'll still pipeline the calls, even if you're missing them because you're currently busy. And that's all in the form of a downloadable app on your mobile device. So if you don't have like a secretary there, that's a huge tool for you. Make sure that you're not missing opportunities and still, being able to handle your business.
Because that's happened. I've been on a job and people have called and...
Yeah,
I call them back when I'm done, and I already hired somebody.
Yeah. I already clicked on the other guy on there. But, hey, at least you're calling them back. It's better to call them back and try to get it or pitch them rather than just lose them altogether and never actually have that conversation. You know what I mean? So
right. Absolutely.
We know the conversion's the highest when you answer the calls live. It's almost like 90% because they've already done their research, been able to look at your site, look at your reviews, see your Google verified, then initiated the call. It's pretty much done deal. It's yours to mess up at that point. If you answer it live, if you don't answer it, then an hour goes by. It's like, okay, now your conversion's dropping to like 40%. It's like flipping a coin at that point. You might get them or they might've already went and found somebody else, but still it's good to have those leads. You never know. So this whole package is advertised at $5.99. But what I was saying earlier is that I wanted to be competitive with the pricing structure. So what I'd be willing to do, if you want to come on board with us today on a month-to-month basis and just go 30 days at a time, I'll drop your monthly price on that package, not cutting any corners, right? You get all the bells and whistles, but down to just $2.99, and then I'll lock you in indefinitely at that rate. So it'll just stay a flat $2.99 month-to-month for as long as you're with us.
Okay. That actually sounds good. Now, let me ask you, I don't know if you would know about this, but to cancel the Angie service, I don't know if I'm locked in or if there's a penalty for me to leave that.
Not necessarily a penalty. I know they're I've worked with a lot of guys where they filled out those forms that I sent you where it says, report fraud at the top, and then they call them back and they go, hey, I reported you guys to the FTC, and I've had them go, hey, I want my money back, and they don't usually get their money back necessarily, but they are able to get out of that service, and there's no, cancellation fees, penalties usually. And then what happened recently in January in one of the other articles that I sent you, the Federal Trade Commission ordered HomeAdvisor to pay $7.2 million back to the business owners that had filed those complaints and were requesting their money back. So it took a while until the Federal Trade Commission stepped in there, but they did actually end up getting reimbursed, and they were ordered to stop deceptively marketing its leads for home improvement projects. Now, obviously, that's still happening. I'm finding out every day that they're still deceptively marketing. Yeah, they're painting the picture like it's pay per job rather than pay per lead. I had a poor old guy I was talking to yesterday, roofing contractor. I mean, the company was a big company. I mean, sure, it's not a devastating loss, like he's going to lose his business, but, you know, they'd racked up almost $2,000 in charges and on leads, and he's not very tech savvy. He wasn't checking his text messages and stuff. He was in his mid-70s. So, yeah, so by the time he caught on to it, he was like, oh, I can't do this, you know? He's like, I was wondering why I wasn't getting phone calls. I didn't know that they were texting them to me, and, you know, his bill was upwards of $2,000, so that was yeah, it's kind of hellish, and it's like they don't really care. So, you know, anytime I can, I don't want to like bash them. I know for some people they actually do well with it, or they start off hot with it for a little bit, and then things start to come to the surface. So I don't want to say like everybody that uses them is completely failing, but I just know that having yourself listed independently and doing this, it would be a lot better for you, just as a long-term marketing solutions to connect you directly to these guys. You don't need us middlemanning your scenarios. If they're already looking for power washing, pressure washing, they just need to talk to you. They don't need to come through to us and go through that whole mumbo jumbo. So.
Okay. Well, I mean, it sounds good to me.
It's been the most profitable way to advertise for the last 15 years.
Okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, if we can't get you a consistent flow of business, there isn't a consistent flow of business out there to have.
Right. And I know it's out there, but if you're trying to get them to me.
Your peak season still. Your peak season.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you still got about 2 months of peak time. And then it'll start getting a little cooler.
Yep.
But it is a month-to-month service, so if you do turn into like a seasonal business, that's always a conversation we could have, or we could suspend the account. It's not like it shuts it down or anything like that, but we just kind of like stop the billing, and then we notify that it's seasonal, and then we kind of start it up once your doors are open again.
Okay, yeah, because that is the other issue that I'm going to have is, I mean, I'm hoping we'll have nice enough weather through, you know, maybe November.
It starts to slow down early November, or at least on the search volume, because all we can see is like how many times people are searching power washing and pressure washing through the analytics system. We give you 15 keywords. We actually use that to our advantage, though, that analytics system. So that way we're like listing you for the things we know are going to get you the most eyes on you and is relevant. But it does stay like right in the beginning of November, it starts to go on the decline. It's like incline, and then you hit like the beginning of November, maybe mid-November, it's starting going down. So.
Right. And since I'm in Ohio, you know, obviously we don't do this through the winter. So.
Right. Yeah, a lot of the landscaping guys that I work with out here, they'll go like, you know, summer months, they're doing just regular landscaping, and then they move into like snow removal, snow plowing, things like that, emergency services. They kind of shift it. Yeah, they shift their focus. And we're able to accommodate them because your keywords are interchangeable. So, I mean, if you are, there could be situations where people, you know, may still need it. You know, if it's removing, I don't know if you get into that. Really, it's up to you at the end of the day. But we could shift your keywords if you're doing any kind of, like, snow removal or ice removal, things like that. I don't know if you have, like, those heated power washing machines. Or what your equipment looks like.
No, not yet.
Okay.
So,
yeah
I'm just really getting going here.
Okay.
So, I just started the business at the end of April, so.
Oh, wow. Really
new. So, you know, I'm slowly progressing, but, you know, right now it's just a problem keeping consistent jobs.
Yeah, well, that's what we're bringing to the table, really. Like I said, the visibility and making sure if they're looking for it, you're there, and you have yourself in that conversation as an option every time. And that'll add to the consistency, having things like that tracking system, having people call you directly rather than dealing with the kind of rat race and, you know, you're in like a bidding war right now with your jobs and it's
right.
a headache. Yeah.
Yeah, that's been the hardest thing, you know, because, I mean, I've dropped mine to go pretty low, but still, you know, I'm still fighting with these guys that are, honestly, I don't know how they're making any money.
Yeah, well, what happens a lot of time, I mean, when they got volume like that, and then you get these commercial contracts too, you know, it's, you develop relationships that kind of add to the foundation of the company over time. You know, the longer you're up there, the more people you'll meet and more contracts you probably land. So those guys probably have the contracts and the employees to be able to do that, and it's not really going to negatively affect their business. They're more so doing what we do is we kind of invest in the long haul with you guys. Like me, I'm looking at this account going, okay, if I can get them in at that $299, we're not really going to make money off of that by dropping the price. That's not super lucrative to us. But if it turns into a long-term relationship, which I'm confident it will, then over time, it ends up making sense for us because you're going to continue to use it every month, right?
Right.
So that's their mindset in doing that. It's like, okay, I'm not going to make a lot of money off of doing this right now, but I know that, you know, if I take care of this guy and I get to know this person, that, you know, that driveway is going to need this every other month, you know, or every
exactly.
other, you know, and then he'll call me, you know, and that's how it is. I'm a creature of habit, you know, my same dentist for years, same doctor for years, same tree guy for years, you know,
yeah.
you know,
exactly.
I mean, same mechanic, you know, I don't go to any other mechanic. I have the same mechanic for like 15 years, you know, I've known this guy since I was a kid driving Mustangs and stuff. So same concept with you, you know, that's how you cement yourself. That's how those guys cement themselves. And that's really just kind of an investment for the long term. And that's really what it's about. You know, you're not trying to, it's not a get rich quick scheme with a business, you know, you're trying to build something to one day where you can hire some other guys and they could do all the work and you can finally sit back and do those things you dream about doing.
Exactly.
So, I mean, if I could approve a package like that, is that something you'd be interested in giving a shot? That way we could show you how well it works?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. So I have a lot of your information already, just because you've been PIN verified, but I'm mainly just looking for any kind of changes. So like, are your hours of operation the same? You're still going like 8 to 4, Monday through Friday, Saturday, Sunday closed?
Yes.
Okay. And same phone number for everything, for us and your clients?
Yep.
Okay. And then this website, I know Google lets you own the website. I was telling you we could get you a complete overhaul, do a custom website design, but we don't really want to change your domain name in case you've had that on like a decal or like a business card that you've handed out in the future or in the past.
Oh, yeah. I've got it on business cards. I've got it on my shirts. And
exactly, right? So we want to keep that valid. So we'll actually show you how to add us to that or give us access to that domain, and we'll go in there and build on that. So that way when those customers look it up, it's still relevant. It's all still going through that same domain name. Okay.
Right. Okay.
All right. Perfect. And then this 8525 Abilene Drive, is that still valid where you were PIN verified? Okay.
Yes.
All right. Let me go ahead and submit you for placement. Okay, and then we're going to want to do a client interview with you. What's your business email address?
It's, oh, God, you asked me too fast. Okay.
I'm sure I could probably find it here somewhere on the site if I kind of dig through.
It's on the site, but I think it's PPW for Patriot Pressure Washing.
Okay.
So it's PPWOhio@gmail.com.
Okay, gotcha. PPWOhio. @gmail.com?
Yep.
Okay. Perfect. You're already a Gmail user. And is Chris short for Christopher?
Yep.
Okay. I always assume Christopher, but for some reason I've been getting there's Christian a lot.
You know, the guy who owns the Pristine Pressure Washing, his name's Christian.
Ah, okay. Well, we definitely want to differentiate the two of you now.
Yeah, no, he's a cool guy. He actually referred a job to me when he was out of town. So
yeah, I actually I tell these guys to do that. You know, if you get to a point where you're kind of dealing with overflow and you can't service them, you could still try to help that customer. Say, hey, I know somebody that can come out there and help you. You know, I'll get you his information, and then you just make a shake with him. Like, hey, if it goes, you know, shoot me $100 or whatever the case may be,
right.
$50. You know,
Yeah,
it's always a good way to do it. It's a whole other side route of income just answering your phone. Yeah. All right, so let me adjust. Okay, everything looking good. Oh, what's your last name?
McGee, McGee.
Okay. And you're the sole owner, right?
Yes.
Okay. And it doesn't look like it's actually required, but do you have license or insurance?
I do have insurance. It's not required in Ohio for a license.
For a license, okay. So what we're going to do, just to give you a major upgrade here, we're going to do an advanced verification. So I'm going to shoot you this form here.
Okay.
And I'll also send you the agreement in writing as well. And this form will ask you for a series of photos. Are you like tech savvy? You good with the phone for the most part? Okay.
Yeah. Actually, my degree is in computer information systems.
Oh,
and,
okay. This is going to be a cakewalk for you. Easy peasy.
Yeah, I was actually a computer forensic analyst for the Highway Patrol for a while. So.
Oh, nice. That's kind of interesting. So you get guys speeding, reading a plate number real fast?
No, I actually was breaking into cell phones and computers and pulling evidence out of it.
Oh, geez.
So, yeah.
That's interesting. For Highway Patrol?
Yep.
That's very interesting.
So it was a lot of fun. I actually really enjoyed it. However, I ended up having to leave because, you know, the content and the cases that you work on,
you really
see the evil in humanity.
Oh, yeah. I know how that is. I actually had a conversation with my representatives here. I like to kind of pump people up. They're always like, man, you're so positive. You're always in this, like, because I live in, like, a bubble. I know the world's horrible, but I'm like, I try not to look at the news, you know. I try to just think about, like, my kids, my family, like, positive, because the human mind and there's, like, psychology is, you know, you can have all these great things happening for you, and then the one bad thing is what you're focused on all day long. You know, our brains just do that. Like, we can't forget it. It's right at the front of our mind all day. And so I'm, like, aware of that. So I try to, like, okay, you know, all the great things I got going in my life, let's think about that. Let's tell God, you know, attitude of gratitude. And, you know, I was telling them that. We kind of started doing these little exercises with them, and now everybody's a lot more happy-go-lucky.
That's good.
I'm going, you're alive. Some people aren't alive. You know, you got to think like that all the time, you know. You got to fight negativity like it's cancer, because it is. You know?
Absolutely. Literally, you know, after working so many human trafficking and child pornography cases, it really gets down to your core.
Yeah. Have you seen that movie that just came out?
No, I can't watch any of that stuff anymore. It actually triggers me.
Yeah, break your heart. Break your heart. I honestly, that's one of those things where I'm like, oh, sounds negative. I don't want to listen to it. But I haven't fully watched it. I just, like, trailers and people constantly telling me about it, and I'm like, oh, my God, you know. I got babies, so.
Yeah. It makes it worse.
Yeah. It's definitely like, okay, you know, all of a sudden I'm going and checking, making sure my stuff's loaded.
Absolutely. I'm telling you.
You know, I don't want to ever tell anybody, but if I was gonna, that's the reason, you know.
it definitely invokes a rage in you when you're, you know, going through this stuff and seeing what they do to kids.
Yeah, there's a lot of weirdos out there. I explain that to my wife all the time. I go, look, you know, I know it's annoying, but every day I'll text, what are you guys doing? Oh, we're going to the park. What park are you going to? You know, I'm not trying to drive you crazy, but if all of a sudden the texts stop, I know where to start my search, you know?
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, and she's like, oh, I'm like, yeah, it's a protection thing, you know? I'm not trying to
bug that, and that's what it is. You
yeah,
know,
I'm
we
not
have
telling you you can't. I just want to know where you're going, you know?
Right. So I can pull it up on the phone and see where everybody is at any time. So
yeah, well, I actually did that with my oldest. He's in kindergarten now, but I got one of those little air tags and they connects to like a wristwatch, like a wristband, and he can't really take it off. So it's cool. It looks like a regular watch. It's a pretty thin little band, but it has that tracking on it. So I know I mean, he shouldn't be going anywhere other than the school, but, you know, yeah, if it goes anywhere, it's like, I'll know right away. I'll get, it's pretty cool. You can get in the app and actually draw up like a red zone, like around the school. And yeah, if he ever goes out of it, it just goes off. I start getting this like alarm on my phone. I'm like, okay, he's wandering. You know? All right, I gotta go. I'm gonna pick this guy up and see where he's going.
Right.
Yeah, but he's a little small, so he's not really thinking about doing that kind of stuff. I think once he gets to his teen years, though, he'll figure it out, and you know.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So.
Oh, and they won't like it at first, but, you know, I explained to my daughter, you know.
It's hard to explain, yeah. It's just like, oh, you're so overbearing. And I'm like, you don't understand. There's some psychos out there. And nowadays it's even crazy with a little boy. I've had to go down to the school, and I'm like, look, he's five. If I got to explain to him why a boy wants to be a girl or a girl wants to be a boy, I'm going to come down here and I'm going to go crazy on all of you. just leave it alone.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I'm like, just don't even talk about that kind of stuff. He doesn't need to know what it is. You know, all boys and girls are the same in his mind right now. You all have weenies.
Yeah, they don't need to know that stuff right now.
Yeah. Yeah. There's no.
Let them be kids and,
yeah,
and let them have fun.
That's the hard part right now, though. Especially, you know, out here, it's just it's commie-fornia, you know. It's just,
yep.
Yeah. It's bad. I gotta fight it like the plague.
Yeah.
All right. So I have your everything for your business profile. I'm just getting to know you a little bit here.
Okay.
So we're looking good. I love that veteran owned and operated too. That kind of motivated me. My brother served. He was a Ranger. He went to Iraq and Afghanistan.
Nice.
Really? Yeah. He was 1st Infantry. I think he was 23rd. They were the Tomahawks. Yeah. He's crazy. He's a crazy one. He's like 175 soaking wet. I'm way bigger than him, but he'll kick the crap out of me. A couple screws loose, that guy.
you have to do that stuff.
Yeah. He was over there, and he had, you know, when you talk about bad things, you know, his PTSD and stuff. And my dad used to try to get me to go. My grandpa used to try to get me to go. And I used to always tell him, like, I don't want that on my conscience.
Right.
You know, I'm prayed up. I just don't want to deal with it. And then sure enough, my brother came back and he still sleeps with his gun, you know.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
I usually have one at least within arm's reach of me at all times.
Yeah. And, yeah. He lost a lot of his buddies too. So he's got a couple of bracelets and he's just, you know.
Yeah. You know, I didn't get PTSD from the military. I ended up getting it from working for the highway patrol doing that stuff.
Oh yeah, that gave me goosebumps. That's just crazy.
Know, and,
just the civilians here are so nuts.
I actually went to the VA, you know, to actually talk to somebody, and you know, I sat down with the psychologist, and I told him everything.
Okay,
I
tried to give you chills, though. That happened to my brother. They tried to get my brother. I mean, he switched over to the natural remedies, but they had him taking Paxil and stuff. The guy had no character. Like, they had him on these antidepressants. Yeah, he was a zombie. He was like, I'm sleeping better and the nightmares are slowing down. But then I'm like, but when you're awake, you're not awake.
Right.
Yeah, so I had to kind of get
him. I had the psychologist stumped.
Hmm.
He couldn't believe it. He said, dude, he said, you know, I've talked to a lot of veterans that dealt with a lot of, you know, wartime stuff. He said, but I don't know how to deal with this.
Mm.
He said, the trauma that you've been through, he said, it's like spending about 7 years in a combat zone.
Yeah. I mean, you shouldn't have to see it or think about those kind of things. And then it's like, once you do, it's impossible to just, you know, especially when you have kids. It's like, man, every time they walk out of the door, you start thinking about that. And it's not even them. It's just like there's some psychos out there.
Right. And you got to worry about everybody else.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, it's crazy. It's always my wife. She's nothing but 5'2", and she's always watching. I don't know if it's just women or what. They're like obsessed with murder documentaries.
Oh,
and
God, yeah.
I can't stand it. I can't stand it. Me and my boys are the same. We're like, let's watch some Disney shows. Even,
right.
You know, or some cartoons. Even Disney gets me, like, uncomfortable nowadays, though. They're so comfortable.
Oh, man.
Boy, girl, boy, princess stuff going on. I'm like, what is this?
Yes.
Fun. Talk about Toy Story and those classic ones. We're just kind of a really happy-go-lucky, and she'll be in there just eating popcorn, just staring at the screen. What are you doing? Watching First 48. I'm like, you've been looking at dead bodies for the last, like, couple hours. What's wrong with you? You know?
That and Law and Order.
Oh, God, yeah. I hate all that stuff.
There are times I come in, you know, she's watching that shit, and it's, you know, and there's cases that are pretty much the same stuff that I did.
Duh.
And then she's like, wait a minute, let me change it. And it's like, thank you, you know.
Yeah.
Least,
now you have some consideration. Yeah.
Yeah. Either that or I'll just leave the room.
Yeah, I'm kind of like, all right, boys, let's go out and get some ice cream. let her have her time, you know. But I have both boys, so it's just kind of like, you know, they drive her mad, and she kind of deals with them all day long. Then I get home, her hair is all over the place, and she just wants to sit down and watch murder documentaries. I'm like, all right, whatever. So this is what you're thinking about doing to them all day while I'm at work, huh?
Formulating a plan.
Yeah, I'm going to go back and rewatch every single episode if something happens to him and you get caught.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Oh, man. Okay, so we want to do a client interview with you. Let me get back on topic. So client interview helps us customize your campaign. It'll help us customize your website. We'll go over, like, service area that you cover. If there's anywhere you want to put a point of emphasis on, maybe you know that's a better area. You're the boots on the ground, right? So we want to pick your brain, make sure we're representing you properly and that the calls that come through are qualified. So the client interview usually takes about 30 minutes, but we do ask for an hour window to complete it in case it goes over or you have any questions. We want to make sure everything gets addressed. What's a good time tomorrow? We can circle back and knock that out.
You know, I'm actually open tomorrow. I don't have any jobs tomorrow.
I was going to say perfect, but that's actually a really bad thing, but we're going to fix it.
Good. That's what I need.
Yeah. Like, we got you. We'll solve that problem. Yeah, I'm like, once he's not answering my phone calls anymore, I know he's busy. That's good. All right. So, I mean, the earliest I could do, if you wanted to get knocked out in the morning, I could do like 10 to 11. That's what looks like the earliest one on their schedule.
10 to 11. Eastern. Yeah, I could do 10 to 11.
Yeah, it's 7 o'clock here in Southern California. Okay. It's the first thing in the morning.
Sounds good.
All right, let me go ahead and knock this out. And I'm going to send you a calendar invitation, and then I'm going to have it set up to send you an automated message reminder about 1 hour before. Okay?
Okay.
Just to give you a heads up. So about 9 o'clock, you'll get that message. Like, hey, reminder, client interview with Local Splash. If anything pops up or changes, I don't know, if you get a call after this and you got to schedule a client, we understand. You know, just let me know. I could reschedule it. I want to make sure the clients come first. But, no, it's important.
All right, sounds good.
Yeah, it's very important. Get everything up and running. What branch were you in, by the way?
I was in the Army.
Oh, okay. Were you a Ranger as well, or?
No, I was with 10th Mountain Division.
Oh. What were you guys doing out there?
So, 10th Mountain is a light infantry unit that pretty much goes to every skirmish that happens. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's boots on the ground whenever there's something going on.
Okay. So, did you deployed?
I was lucky enough not to. So I was actually in a field artillery unit, but it was, you know, just a little, 105 howitzers.
Mm-hmm.
And they weren't taking us at the time because when I was in, it was during Somalia.
Oh, geez. Okay.
And so they were taking our forward observers because then they could do that for other units. So they left us behind, but then they put us on alert just in case they needed the bodies.
Hmm.
So, you know, I was lucky enough I didn't have to go over because...
Yeah, but it's still like every day is like, hmm.
you know, we lost people. You know, that was the bad thing because if you watch the movie Black Hawk Down...
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
At the end of the movie, the 10th Mountain Unit is... 10th Mountain Division is who went in to get the guys.
Mm-hmm. So they're doing medevac and all that.
So, yeah, I can't watch that movie even to this day.
Yeah, no, I have a buddy that did that. He was doing CASEVAC in Iraq. It was bad. He's a lot different than the guy I grew up with, let me tell you. But he's got a couple baby girls and stuff, and he's just working on just being present. But he zones out. He gets those flashbacks so bad. It's like he's just standing in the middle of a playground, and he's like, hello.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
He's got it bad. He says he gets the nightmares and stuff, their faces. Yeah.
So. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it's tough. It's real tough. That's why I'm like, thank you, God. But at the same time, you know, they start talking about World War III and stuff, and I'm like, hey, I'll volunteer to go over there if it means stopping them from getting over here. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'd rather me go to it than have them come to my boys.
Yeah.
So,
you know,
good thing
and
about
I
America,
did it,
though. Hard thing to do for them to get over here.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's difficult. But I was telling them.
That's why Japan never invaded the mainland. You know, they said basically, you know, there was a gun behind every blade of grass.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's the truth. That's what they're trying for Hawaii. They're trying to get some midway ground there.
Yeah.
But, yeah, my brother was all paranoid. He was telling me, oh, you know, they all these trade deals are so bad. And he's like, oh, China's in bed with Brazil and da, da, da. And they're gonna come across and shipment containers. He was telling me, okay, I was like, what are you talking about? You know, he's like, yeah, China's going to ship stuff over there and Brazil's operating with the yen and they're going to set up a base in Brazil. They're going to try to attack us on our soil. I was like, what is wrong with you? You know, but he can't turn it off, you know? And then when they pulled out of Afghanistan, he was like, oh, they got my papers. I guess there was like a base where they had like all their documents. Like, oh, they know.
Oh, yeah, they left everything.
Yeah, he was freaking out, and I'm like, look, man, like, you know, these are like sand desert people. They're probably gonna burn it and use it for fire. Keep warm, like, calm down, you know, like,
right.
I gotcha. Come over to my house. I gotcha. Like, you're all right, you know. But yeah, it's hard to calm him down, you know. Like, he's got a lot of photos and stuff. They were sleeping next to tanks out there, sleeping bags. And, lining them up.
Oh, yeah.
Lost a lot of buddies. A lot of guys got, I think it was the IEDs they ran over. He got discharged for that. So he still got all his limbs, but like half the guys in his platoon just don't. They're one leg, one arm, you know.
Yeah.
Great people, right. You know. It's just, it's obvious, you know, that they went through. So.
Right.
Great. Yeah. But you still have everything? You're good. You didn't deploy. That's positive.
Yep. Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, hallelujah. Yeah,
you know, although I can't tell you when Iraq popped off.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was tempted. I was very tempted.
Oh yeah. Well,
to go back.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I think that's everybody. My brother had to talk him out of going back because he had people who were. He went in with that were still serving and still getting deployed, and he felt like he was leaving them behind, you know? Like,
yeah.
He's like, I should be over there. You know, I should be over there. I'm like, look, man, you know, it's not in God's plan. If you were supposed to be gone, you'd be gone already. But they medically discharged him, so it's like he can't. They won't let him go back.
He can't go back, no.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, and I looked at going into an MP unit that was local.
Mm-hmm.
And actually went and hung out with him for a weekend on drill, and there was a couple flags that kind of ended up pushing me out of it to say, okay, I'm not doing this. You know, one, the company commander was actually from 10th Mountain, and mm-hmm. they were like, oh, he's going to love you. You might end up being his driver. I'm like, nah, I don't want that. And then for the schooling, you know, there's two parts to the schooling, and they were like, well, we can get you into the second half, but not the first half. I'm like, well, what kind of crap's that?
Yeah.
So, you know, I ended up pulling out. I'm like, nah, I don't need this. And it was a good thing because their unit was the ones down at Gitmo who were hazing the prisoners.
Oh.
So.
saved you a lot of mess, a lot of headache.
It did, absolutely.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, I'm very thankful for that.
Yeah, God works in weird ways, you know. My brother, he struggles with that. Yeah, he struggles with it. Like, our family, we were all very Christian growing up. Now he came back, he was talking about Valhalla and stuff. Yeah, my grandpa.
Yeah, you know what? That.
Yeah. My grandpa chauffeured Eisenhower. this guy's old as heck. He drove the president, President Eisenhower. He was his driver. He's in the Secret Service, my grandfather. And
wow.
Yeah, but he's still, like, you know, born again, like, you know. And my brother over here talking about Valhalla, but I'm sure my brother's seen a lot crazy. I mean, a lot crazy, more mangled, I should say, things, and just, you know, than
yeah.
in the Secret Service. It's like most people don't even want to try you.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, I'm kind of the same way, and I actually have Viking heritage, so.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, my brother's all about it. Yeah, you guys love each other. He could go all day, you know. But, yeah, a long time he used to tell me that, though. I should have went out there. I'm like, man, my nieces wouldn't be here. My nephew wouldn't be here, you know.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm like, you're where you're supposed to be. So he deals with that a lot. I just try to be his, like, his be strong for him, you know. Cause
voice of reason.
Yeah, well, you know, that's what I tell him too. I'm like, well, God must have gave you me, I should say. I'm the younger brother for a reason, you know. So like, hey, I thought you know, growing up, he always had my back. But you know, now it's like, okay, I'm kind of the sane one, and he's the little hot-headed one. Yeah, my brother's always saying, you want me to beat him up all the time growing up? And he's smaller than me now. He'll come out of nowhere with a club. But what are you doing? And just knock him out. Yeah, I'm like, you're nuts, man. Yeah. All right, so did you get that document that I sent over?
I did get some text messages.
Okay. Yeah, I know there's a lot of them in there, actually, at this point. But the most recent one, it should say, like, Christopher, to get your Google business profile verified, Google may require additional information to proceed further.
Okay. Yeah, I do see that one.
Yeah, there's a link in there. So that's why I was asking you over text, Abby. If you pull up that link, it's just a form. You fill it out, but I'll ask you for a series of photos. I know you're saying the license wasn't required, but you have, like, the insurance, like, send that in. It asks for, like, photos of equipment. Now, a lot of this stuff, like when I ask for vehicle and license plate, it's not something that we're going to be having displayed to people online. You don't got to worry about that. I can actually even hide your address online if you like, as people aren't going to be coming to you anyway.
Yeah, because it's actually my home, so.
Yeah, no, I got you. I'll hide it, actually. Let me just do that now.
And then as far as the licensing, I'm actually, I am registered as an LLC with the state.
Beautiful. Mm-hmm.
So I can actually send that certificate. I guess that would officially be the license for it, but
right, yeah, that you're a limited liability company. So that would apply if it's not required to have like a specific license to pressure wash and power wash, which in most states it's really not. You have some outlandish states out there that are like they require a license for everything. It's
right.
Tax crazy, federal tax crazy. But. Yeah, I mean, you want to send it as much as you can. And at the bottom of the form, it lets you know, like, we're going to submit you for advanced verification. If Google says there's any hiccups with any of it and they're not accepting the form or something on the form, we three-way call them with you on the line, and we get you verified that way.
Okay. Yeah, that's no problem. They did that with my insurance because I just got it, and I sent them one piece of paper, and they were like, nah, we need a different one, so... I had to contact my agent, and then he sent me the form to verify. So
yeah, this process is a little bit newer, actually. They just had to start doing advanced verification about 3 months ago. So it's actually a newer step that they weren't really requiring before. Now they want all of this stuff coming in. They're starting to really crack down on you know, the legitimacy of the businesses that they're recommending.
Oh, they had me jumping through all kinds of hoops.
Yeah, but once you get through them, it's like, okay, you know, it's a good thing to have, you know, it gets you rolling, and you don't have any credibility questions or things like that, you know, people already know, all right, I'm just going to call this guy up and it's okay to, you know, it's safe to invite this guy to my house and, you know.
Right.
It's kind of like that, you know, you register a gun, usually that's a good sign of goodwill. He's probably not going to do anything crazy with that gun.
Right.
So,
yeah.
Same kind of concept.
Absolutely.
Peace of mind. All right. So I got everything squared away. Client interview confirmed. Got that form over. So last thing I got to do is just secure the first month's payment, and then we're basically good to go until tomorrow morning. So
okay.
How did you want to do that?
We'll do that by card.
Okay. Is it going to be under your name, the business name, or both?
It's actually both.
I wanted to ask you this, too. So, like, the stuff that you had online previously was all just under Ohio Patriot pressure washing.
Yes.
Instead of just Patriot pressure washing. Now, I do see some listings that have the other way where it's just Patriot pressure washing. There's also,
right.
like, no LLC on any of that. And
we do
name, address, and phone number audit. It's the first thing we do with every account. So we go in there and clean up all the listings. And if we're going to be touching your website, same thing. We're going to want to update that. So how exactly did you want it to appear?
See, that was kind of the hiccup when I went and registered the LLC, because there is another – actually, there's two other Patriot pressure washers in Ohio. They're not in my area, thank God. You know, one's
right
down in Dayton, like between Dayton and Cincinnati. So we don't even service the same area. And the other guy is like way out in eastern Ohio. So
okay, yeah, I found them. One's I got Mansfield. I got Milford. And I got, what is it?
It should be Xenia.
Xenia, yeah, Xenia. He's got 166 five-star reviews. I see that. One's power washing and property service. One's Patriot pressure washing with the LLC. Yeah, see, that one, if we add your LLC, it would definitely cause some confusion there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I was trying to stand out as far as that, and, you know, obviously.
Yeah, they even got one in Mansfield, though, too. There's actually three of you out there in Ohio aside from you.
Yeah.
And that one's just Patriot pressure washing Co.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
and then your listing's Ohio Patriot Pressure Washing. I think we should stick with that, Ohio Patriot Pressure Washing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it definitely separates you from those guys. I could also add the LLC to it. If you'd like, you can have it be Ohio Patriot Pressure Washing LLC. Or you think that's too long for you?
Yeah, that is a mouthful. You know,
okay.
I was trying to keep it as short as I could, but I had to do something to differentiate me from the other three guys.
That's a smart move, 100%. It's a smart move. Even just seeing you in the thread, like when I pulled the listing, the Google Business Profile next to those guys, the Ohio definitely changes it a little bit. And I think it gives it a bit more of a local feel, too, just seeing that, you know?
Right.
Mm-hmm. I think Ohio's fine, and then I just won't display the LLC. But if you ever want to change it and you want to add the LLC, just let me know. I mean, it's a real easy fix. You know,
okay.
I'll send you my direct line and extension right now. So anytime you want to do something like that, you just call in.
Okay, cool.
All right, let me get that to you now. All right, and is the billing address the same as the street address that was PIN verified? That I just
yep.
The one that I just hid? Okay. I
got you. Abilene Drive, yep.
Yeah, okay. Let me go ahead. Boom. Make sure that matches up. Make sure you can write this off. I'm going to send you the invoice receipts to your email with the outline of the agreement, so that way it's all documented.
Okay.
All right. And then I'm ready for you whenever you are.
All right. It is 4246.
4246.
3153.
3153.
6750.
6750.
3982.
3982. Okay, and expiration date, month, and year?
5/28.
5/28. And then there's a three-digit code on the back.
033.
Now, I wanted to ask you this, too. We didn't actually touch on this. We had some conversations. We have a lot of things in common, and I don't want to miss anything, though.
Okay.
Do you have a Facebook page floating around anywhere?
I do. Yeah, absolutely.
You do. Okay. All right. Let me locate that, because that's not something we would duplicate. We would just access it and then do the optimization.
I think that pops up. Like, I know when I did a search, it actually was like one of the things that popped up.
Oh, yeah.
Even before.
Yeah. Even if you just type in Patriot pressure washing, like if you're specifically looking for one of you guys, your Facebook page actually does show up. On the first page, if they're specifically typing in Patriot pressure washing. It's weird.
Yes.
Yeah,
I noticed that. So that's good.
There's a few other ones, though. Oh, when I click on it, okay, never mind. So even when I click on it, though, it has the guy from Xenia popping up first. Got it. Okay. No worries. We're going to run Facebook ads through this, so it's going to get as much of a boost as it can get. I just don't want to duplicate it. you duplicate it, it causes a discrepancy with the search engine, and they want us to verify, like, what's real and what's not, and then delete the other ones. Anything
right.
that has to do with, like, your name, address, or phone number gets red flagged by the search engine.
Okay.
That's just the AI system kind of catches those things. So let me do it as, gosh darn it, okay. So this Xenia guy, then you got Mansfield, Milford, Shelby, Thornville. Okay.
There's a lot of them.
Yeah, yeah. It's good to see, though. I haven't seen this much patriotism in a while since they've had Biden.
Right.
Oh, feels good. Send me back a few years here. Okay, here we go. I got it. All right, so I'll give them the link to that, and then they'll ask you for access to it during the client interview tomorrow. And then we have a security question on your account. This is in case you want to verify identity of one of my reps, or vice versa. Somebody calls in, just doesn't quite sound like you. it will verify it. So you got a couple options for this. You got your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Let's do the city.
Okay.
Or no, let's do mother's maiden name.
All right. What's your mother's maiden name?
Hogan. H-O-G-A-N.
Like Hulk Hogan?
Yep.
I like that. Used to be one of my heroes growing up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, me and my brother were beating each other up, watching WrestleMania.
Yeah, I remember watching the first one.
Yeah, those are good times. Simpler days. Simpler days.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Create. All right, so I got the profile verified. And then I'm going to do a voice verification with you. This is an added form of protection for you. It's going to come across with your invoice receipt. Main reason we're doing this is because of the competitive pricing structure that I put you on. Okay, normally the campaign that you have, you'll see on our website, it's a platinum bundle. It's usually $5.99 monthly. So this is going to outline that it's $299, not just for the first payment, but for as long as you choose to remain with us. So it'll go over like the billing date, cancellation policy. It'll ask you to agree, and then we'll send this to you in writing, and you can sign off on it too and keep it on your record.
Okay.
All right. So as I'm walking you through this, though, if I say anything that you don't agree with or if I say something you don't understand, just stop me. I could always rephrase it for you.
Okay.
All right. All right, so you are on a recorded line, Chris. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. All calls are recorded for quality assurance to outline your agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
Ohio Patriot Pressure Washing.
Thank you. And can you please state your full name and title within the company?
Christopher McGee, owner.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of Ohio Patriot Pressure Washing today?
Yes.
Okay. And just to verify, you are an authorized user on the billing of the account that you provided today?
Yes.
Okay. Just making sure it's not somebody pretending to be Chris, right? And then it says here, it says, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Okay. That's a big one. Now, obviously, you know, we want you, we don't want you taking money out of your pocket every month. We want it to be self-sufficient. So we do want client responsiveness. Obviously, that's a huge priority. Generating good reviews would be the next priority. And then, obviously, being responsive to us. You know, if there's something that's hindering our success, or maybe like Google put a hold on it until on your listing until we verify something, I will blow you up. I won't lie to you.
Okay.
You won't be able to use the phone for anything else. So,
all right.
But just, you know, I'd rather not do that though. We might end up just pissing you off or something. But you know, that's why they say, you know, try to be responsive to it. Whether it be me or my reps, it's always with good intention to make sure that everything's going according to plan.
Okay.
And then it says, in hiring our company as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any additional forms of online advertisement while you're using our services?
Yes.
Okay. And that's not saying you can't do anything else, But you really shouldn't need anything else, actually. With the Platinum package that I have you set up with, we're covering all your bases for the most part, with the exception of HomeAdvisor and Angie, and you already got those. But the reason
right.
that they, for now, right? You got those for now. but
I'm going to work on that.
Yeah, no, I mean, those articles will definitely help you that I sent over. They literally have a tab right at the top of it. You can fill out the form and get that in process. And then usually once you let them know that you've done that, they go running for the hill, backpedaling. But the reason they put this in there is we don't want you to, like, duplicate any of the listings or cause any discrepancies or, you know, if somebody goes in and touches the website and we don't know what's going on, we're kind of running around like chickens with their head cut off trying to figure out what happened. So it's just saying if you're going to add anything, give us a heads up so we can make sure that none of those things happen.
Okay. Yeah, probably the biggest thing would be the Facebook page. But, yeah, if you guys are going to run ads –
yeah,
you know,
we won't duplicate that Facebook page, so it won't be us. We know what you currently have. It's more so like after today, anything you currently have, we'll be able to access and like or get access to and clean up, make sure there's no discrepancies. But then it's like moving forward. You know, maybe unconsciously you got a call from Yelp. You're like, yeah, let's add Yelp. Oh, I forgot. They're already doing it for me. And those guys, instead of
right.
telling you already have it, they'll pocket the money and then create a whole nother page because they can't get access to the one we're already managing. So now you got
right.
two floating around. Yeah, and then we're getting a notification like, hey, which one of these is the real one, you know? Which
yeah.
one's our guy? It's already bad enough there's a couple of Patriots, but now it's like, which one's our guy?
You know? Exactly.
So, yeah. So just to throw that in there. And then if you're not sure, like I said, just double check. That's why you got our direct number. We have 24/7 customer service too. So.
Okay.
All right. And then it says the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. We do always recommend that our clients try our services for at least 2 months when they first sign up, but it is month to month. You're not binded to any kind of contract or anything like that. The payment for the initial term and account setup, it will be charged today. It's August 10th, 2023. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $299. However, I have you on the Platinum Package Bundle. I've included a custom website design upgrade to your current domain at no additional cost, and I've waived all setup fees that are affiliated with the campaign. So
okay.
when the term is completed, the agreement will be set up to automatically renew each month on the 10th day, but it'll remain in the discounted price of $299 for as long as you choose to remain with us. Okay, so
okay.
that won't ever go up or change. Now, it does state here in the fine print, you may discontinue, cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fee, penalty, or anything like that. All that we ask is if you are going to discontinue, you know, let us know before the next billing is due so we can stop your billing cycle for you. And
okay.
then it asks if you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms.
Yes.
All right. So I'm going to go ahead and process the first month. When this clears, you will get a full outline of the agreement in writing, and then you'll have to sign off on that. So it'll have all the products and features outlined in black and white, the discounted pricing structure, the billing date, the cancellation policy, and then I'll ask you for your John Hancock down there. So let me get this
okay.
over to you. Bear with me for just a moment.
Okay.
All right. Process. It's spinning. Okay. Approved. And then these are automated, so it says allow up to 30 seconds.
Okay.
All right. And then you were able to open up that first form, though, that I sent you, right, for the advanced verification?
I haven't tried to open it yet.
Oh, okay. Well, if you have any concerns with any of it, shoot me a message. You can hop on the line
okay.
here, but should be
yeah,
should
I'll
be
probably
pretty
do it on my computer once I'm inside, so.
Yeah. Well, it's actually easier to do from the mobile device because the camera's already on the phone. That's why I texted
okay.
it to you, too. I emailed it to you. So, I mean, you could do it both ways, but I texted it mostly because, like, if you already have the photos in there, there's a little tab that'll tell you, like, upload photo of workplace, right? And you can just click on the upload file and then go into your photos. And if you already have it in there, or you can actively take a picture of it, and it'll submit it right there.
Okay.
Yeah. It's pretty easy. I've only had one guy where it was like a real headache, and he was up there in his years, and he wasn't really tech phone savvy.
Not tech
so.
Savvy, yeah.
Yeah, so we ended up getting his other half on the line, and then we ended up having to get his daughter on the line, and then she was the one who was able to do it. But we made it happen, you know.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, so you should have that there, though. It says it's been almost 30 seconds here. So this one will start off with your name. It should say, like, Christopher, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file. And it'll say, like, please click here to accept the subscription terms.
Yep, just got it.
All right. Oh, it took a little longer than I anticipated. But so, yeah, if you click on that, there's everything in black and white. Now, this one, they want to have this one signed before the client interview tomorrow. So if you want to take your time with it, just try and make sure that's done, or they'll just start the conversation with that in the morning. And then the subscription are the advanced verification photos. We understand sometimes you got to pull those, the files, you know, you got to get your insurance or your license, things like that, pull it together to send it in. So we're like, okay, we know it takes, you know, a couple of days, might take a week at tops, but still want to try to get that in a timely manner. If we don't have those things, it'll kind of hold us back. From not from posting you, but just from having, like, the advanced verification that's going to add the credibility to you.
Right.
Okay. But now that you have that, let me make triple check everything.
I actually hit confirm signature on that, and it sent me
Yeah, it sent it back to me already. Oh, you're speedy. All right. So there's a hard copy of that in your email. At the end of your client interview tomorrow, they haven't actually made your login yet. At the end of your client interview tomorrow, they'll send you a separate email. In this email, you're going to have a YouTube video that'll show you how to use your tracking system. You're going to have a link to the downloadable app if you want to download it to your phone. Okay, and then you'll have the username and password in there. Once you log in, you can change it to whatever you prefer. Okay, but it'll give you a full breakdown on how to use it, all the login credentials, and the app there so you can monitor it from your mobile device.
Okay.
Okay. It sounds complicated. I'm telling you, it's really easy. It's going to make your life a whole lot easier. You're going to not miss opportunities. Like, that's a huge, great tool to have. Super easy to use. Yeah. You'll like that. Super convenient, especially if you don't have somebody that's, like, answering the phones for you, or you're not able to differentiate, like, a spam call, or if this is, like, an actual lead or customer, because you get a bunch of calls coming in, you know, that'll definitely help you. Yeah.
Right.
Separate
good.
Business from personal. All right.
Yes.
But that concludes the initial setup. Did you have any questions, comments, or concerns while I had you on the line?
Nope. I think I'm good.
All right. Well, hey, thank you for your service, first and foremost. I always try to take care of my guys. Yeah, absolutely. I will be here to assist you throughout the campaign, too. So we'll check in from time to time. I usually have, like, a touch, usually once or twice a month. There are other people within the company that you'll be talking to. Obviously, there's, like, a website guy, a Facebook guy. Tomorrow, I'll actually call you first and then introduce you to a client interview technician that'll do your client interview with you. So you will be contacted by a couple of different representatives from our company that specialize in each department for the services that we're providing to you, just to help me with fulfillment. But if you want something done quickly, or, you know, if you just want to shoot a text message over for convenience, then I'm your guy.
Sounds good.
All right. Well, again, you know, thank you for signing up. Welcome aboard. I'll let you get back to your evening, and then I'm going to circle back with you first thing in the morning, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard.
All right. Perfect.
All right. Well, thank you again. Have a great day.
All right. You too.
All right. I had to end it all, like, corny and professional.
All right. No worries.
All right. I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Bye.
All right. Bye.